So now you get to hear how good my voice is. And at this moment, I would just really like to tap in to Nay's exuberance. I could do with a bit of that. So good morning. It's great to be able to bring you the first of our God With Us Sunday talks as part of this year's Christmas series. Now we've kick-started that with prayer week. This last week, Monday through to Friday. I hope you've all been getting your emails. Just to say, if you're a guest here today, whether you're just visiting for the day or whether you're perhaps looking at churches in the area and looking to join the church family, everything that we say this morning, we want you to know you are totally included. So even though we will be talking about things that have happened in our own church recently and vision and all those kind of things, we want you still to know you are included. That's really important. So to let you know, we'd had a prayer week, and I'd like to know, anyone? Does anyone have any thoughts, any testimonies, anything at all that they'd like to share about this week's prayer week and what we've been praying for, who we've been praying for? Anyone? Susan?
Yeah, I've been praying for family, especially my husband.
Fantastic. You know, lots of us have members of our family who are not walking with God. And Susan, you're amazing. I've been where you are. I know what it's like to be married to someone who isn't walking with God. Pat, you know what that's like too. And, you know, we need to keep praying. We need to ask our incredibly awesome God, the God who is the God of very definitely what seems like the impossible at times, to do what he does. He is a faithful God. And, you know, we may not see answers immediately, but actually what we do see is he comes and he gives us peace and he gives us energy and he gives us faith. And then he stirs us up again. And then, yes, we may go back into the valley and we may cry many tears, but our God is faithful. And this is the God who is with us, isn't it? Yeah. So bless you guys. Keep going.
Sorry to interrupt, Rachel, but my little granddaughter, who's 5, has got juvenile arthritis. And on Monday, they were told her uveitis in her eyes is a lot worse. And she's got a cataract appearing, which at 5 is quite daunting. And my son phoned me in absolutely distraught because the long-term prognosis is she could go blind in that eye. Excuse me. And I just prayed with him, and he listened. He didn't actually say, for God's sake, Mum, but he listened. And then he sent me a message the next day, and he said, no, the day after next, and he said, Mum, I think her eye might be a little bit better. I've been praying for it. I thought, wow.
Amazing, isn't it? We can become contagious, can't we? Hey, what we carry of God can become contagious. And don't we want that? Isn't that what we really want? Anyone else? We've warmed up a bit now. Oh, brilliant. Thank you.
Some fabulous scripture which talked about God saying yes, yes and amen. All right. And you know what? When I read that, I was just about to go out to some very difficult meetings this week. And I've carried yes and amen. And what it seems is every single prayer that I laid down this week has had a yes or at least some part of a yes in it. And yes and amen is the message that each one of us can carry into Christmas, all right? And each one, no matter how difficult the situation is, God is for us. He is not against us. And yes in amen to believers is what he does. Yes. That really encouraged me this week with a very difficult week and with some very difficult situations. And yes and amen is a fabulous message from our God to each and every one of us here for Christmas.
Thank you, Andrew. And you know, God was with you in every moment, Andrew, wasn't he? He is the God who is with us. Yeah, he is our hope. Thank you, guys. That's not the end. You've still got work to do, just so you know. Fantastic. Well, we'll be doing more prayer weeks and in the future. So watch this space. I've loved it. I've really enjoyed it. It's been amazing. And it's been a good time just refocusing. And, you know, my prayer for all of us is that God will continue to stir up hope, a greater hope in him. He is our great hope. And that he will continue to fuel a fresh passion and an energy in each of us. You know, listening to those testimonies, that fuels passion, that fuels energy. You know, when we hear that God steps in, the God who is with us steps in. That is good stuff, isn't it? And it helps us. We need it. And of course, it's not just for us, just as Andrew was sharing, it's not just for us. We want to be confident in him and confidently expect all that he has promised. For us as a church, as individuals, for our families, our town and our nation. And we pray, don't we? Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. So, the title of, and I'm going to say my very short talk, but it seems that my voice is doing better, is God with us in the valley. And let's begin that journey, shall we? Thanks, Simon, for giving us some insight into what the valley can be. It can be many different things. And we'll be looking at that a little bit towards the end, from a slightly different angle, one of them, anyway, in particular. So the message I want to bring really is an extension of our prayer week. In fact, this morning is a continuation of the ongoing conversation we've been having with God this week. And it's a conversation that we, all of us as a church family, will need to continue. It's an introduction to the next of our Bible readings as well. Starting next week, we've got 2 weeks of Bible readings, all with, now you'll love this, a Christmas theme. And, you know, these are really powerful scriptures. They're wonderful scriptures to remind us of God's faithfulness. Jesus came for us. The Saviour of the world came for us. And it's so good to read those scriptures again and again. Now, the scriptures that you've got, some of them, you know, you want to read around them as well. You know, they're just today's the day's scriptures, but there's lots around them. There's so much revelation in them. So I really encourage you to do that. So as I begin, just a note, I will be referring to a little bit of the content of the prophetic words that we've been having recently as a church. And again, I want you to hear them in the context that Kerry has just said, which is we are praying into them and we are weighing those words. We are seeking to hear the heart of God for us about this. You know, we feel as a leadership team, we feel pregnant with those words. Just like Mary, who's traveling that journey through the valley and knowing that that babe would be born, we feel pregnant with that word, but we want to be very wise with that. And it requires that we all pray for wisdom and unity as we begin this new season in River Church's journey. So your prayers are needed, just as Kerry said, and they are valued. Let's all keep those conversations with God going, shall we? Important time. So, just as Simon said, the verse that we have chosen that runs through our this season before Christmas, look, the virgin will conceive a child. She will give birth to a son, and they shall call him Emmanuel, which means God is with us. How precious those words. So as I've been preparing over the last few weeks and pondered and prayed and wondered and pondered and wondered and prayed again, There's been a question echoing repeatedly in my heart, and it does relate to something that Emma Stark had said in the prophetic word that she gave to the church. And I'd like to be able to do a Northern Ireland accent. It's not coming through at the moment. I've got one word I can do, but it's not the words I need. So I'm not going to try, okay? But she said... Well, I can do power. Do you want to hear power? In my croaky voice, in my Northern Ireland accent. You ready? Power! I probably shouldn't have done that, really, should I? Probably not a good idea. See, your exuberance is coming through now. There we go. So, and the word was this. Who are you? I didn't hear that, whatever that was. Now, I know there are a lot of things that were said. And right now, that is one of the things that has struck me. Has anyone else been thinking about that? So as it has become a prominent thought for me, I decided I probably should be praying about it. It's always a good place to start, isn't it? And so I have. I've been asking God. And I know I'm not the only person asking God about some of those things. So just so you know, I don't think I'm the only one who might have the answers. But this, on my own personal journey, but also on behalf of the church, praying for the church, praying for Kerry, this is the question I asked him. Who are we? And his answer was quite interesting. So the answer he's given me for in this moment is, right now, I need you to ask a different question. And I know it's a lifetime journey, but it is actually the ultimate question. He wants us to ask at this time, who am I? And we know God shows us himself in different ways, at different times, different seasons, doesn't he? But I'd like to explore that question together this morning. Are you ready? Okay. So we've been doing a lot of journeying, haven't we? We've been through our Bible reading series. The point behind that really is for us to get to know God better, to get to know him more, to walk with him more confidently, to walk with him more hopefully, to walk with him with a greater measure of faith, to walk with him as containers of his love, so that we can pour that out. And to be carriers of his peace. So this is all part of our journey. It's not just a bit, it's not just the answer or the only question we should ask. This is a part of our journey. So, who is God? Who is this God who is with us? So, what I'd like you to do is maybe in pairs, whatever. We're going to have a little time for discussion. Not very long. But I want you to bear in mind that question through these filters. Are you ready? We need to be really careful about that question, don't we? The culture we live in always makes it about me. And this isn't about me, myself, and I. This is about him. Who am I, he says. So, we want to go through the filter of who he says he is. His names, his nature, his character, his attributes. And let God speak for himself. That's one thing. The other thing is that we could get really kind of hung up about whether we're talking about, are we talking about Father? Are we talking about Jesus? Are we talking about the Holy Spirit? I want you to think about God as God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. Go. Okay. Chris, you've got the mic. Thank you. So, Anyone would like to start the ball rolling? Let's hear. Who is God?
He loves you so much.
He does. God is love, isn't he? The God who is with us is present, and he is love.
We both said Saviour. Right.
Savior.
There is nothing on this earth that can save you other than Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Right. Save you from yourself, save you from the world. He's the only solution there is that works.
Thank you, Andrew.
God says, I am. And that just encompasses everything.
It does. I am. I am who I am.
Yes, that God is the source of all beings, and he's the father of all.
Yeah. So the God who is with us cares about everything around him. He creates and he cares. He is the God who is with us. John.
A loving friend.
He is a friend. Full of love, full of compassion, full of mercy.
He is the great listener.
That's right. He is.
He is, right?
Yeah. Holy Spirit is God with us, who is helper, who is comforter, who is counselor, who is standby, who is advocate. Anyone else?
I'm Judith. He is faithful. He will never forsake us and never leave us.
Yeah. He is faithful one, isn't he?
He's a creator of the universe.
He is creator of the universe. Anyone else?
When we were doing the readings over some of those characters, God revealed himself differently to each. So for ones that really stood out to me were Hagar, when she was destitute. He was the God who sees.
Yeah.
And when her child was crying and starving, he said, I am the God who hears.
Yeah.
The cry of that child.
Yeah. Amen.
And God is so much that he can reveal himself to whatever that need is.
Yeah. Yeah. Amen. He is the God who cares. He loves the children. He most certainly loves the children, doesn't he? He loves us too, of course. But the God who is with us is never absent. He is always present. This is our God. He is not a single-faceted, one-dimensional, limited, moody, tight-fisted, untrustworthy God. He is who he says he is. Yesterday, today, and forever. This is the God who was, who is, and is to come. And again we pray, your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. This is the God who is with us. Do you believe it? I mean, we all have times of doubt, of course. But he wants us to know him. To really know him, the God who is with us. And what we think about God is the most important thing. If we have a limited, warped, negative view of who God is for ourselves, for our family, for our church, for our town, for our nation, we have limited hope. We lack joy. We're less able to love others. And we live lives lacking his peace. If we live like that, we're robbed. And it renders us powerless. We're called to know him and his power. Did it. But we are. We are called to know him and his power. And we're called to do the Jesus stuff. We have a calling, a commission, and we need to stay envisioned. I'm going to just briefly share a testimony of a time in my life. Actually, I was praying for my husband, who was not yet walking with God. And it was a time when I was desperate. It was hard. Very difficult. In so many ways. You know, I love God. I really love God. He's my life. And to be married to a man who just did not get it was very difficult. And I, you know, obviously we do. We ask God, don't we, for strategies. We ask him for what do I do next, all that stuff. You ladies know that. And I read a book called The Power of Praise. And that book transformed my life. It transformed my life, and it transformed my husband's life. And I found that I had to say nothing. I knew other people were praying for him, of course, but I didn't have to say anything to him about Jesus. I didn't have to say anything to him about going to church, because actually, as I cried out to God, the name above all names, those names that are his, as I spoke those back, as I sung those back to him in praise, he did something. He did something. Now, I took my eye off my problem, actually, and instead spent my time, invested my time speaking out to him who he was. Who he was in my life, in my family's lives, in the lives of those around me. And the extraordinary thing about that is that I had people knocking on my door, asking me, one lady asked me, what is this wonderful music that you're playing? And it wasn't actually wonderful music, it was okay, but there was obviously an atmosphere that she picked up. She and I ended up having a conversation about Jesus. And I managed to give her a book, and she walked away, and you could see she was excited. I never asked for anyone to knock on my door, but she did. And there was another time when a couple of Mormon missionaries knocked on my door. Now, I know a little bit about Mormons. I mean, if you need to know why, ask me later. But dear people who knocked on my door, and I just spoke to them, and I'd just been, again, spending some time just speaking out the names of God, who he is, agreeing with him who he is. And one of the guys actually asked me, would you pray for me? I mean, I was really shocked. But I know that that is because there is power in speaking his name. There is power in praise. There is because actually what happens, there's an exchange. What happens is we find ourselves understanding and having a greater revelation of who he is when we concentrate on who he is. He reveals to us in those places, doesn't he? As we express who he is, he shows us that facet of himself in a greater way. And that's what happened, and it was quite extraordinary. So just to encourage you, you know, these names are very powerful. It's good to know what they are, what they mean. But this is the God who is with us, and he is of many facets and many dimensions. So be encouraged. And again, our prayer in that is, yours, God, is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever. So, the valley. Should we go to the valley? So some of you may already have some thoughts about what you think the valley is. Maybe you're in a valley right now of difficulty. And what I want to say, I'm not going to go into the detail of that today, but we have a wonderful prayer team at the back. If you find yourself in a place of difficulty, we want you to not leave here the same as you came in. So there's great opportunities to get some prayer for that. Thank you, prayer place. You're wonderful people, beautiful people. And why don't you let the God who is with you step in to some of those things that you're struggling with. I'm actually drawing to the end of my talk now, and it's probably a good thing. But I want to talk about the valley in two other slightly different ways, very briefly. First of all, let's just remember that thing that you were talking about earlier, Simon, how Mary was pregnant. She would have been travelling through the valley, and I have alluded to it earlier. Right now, as a church, we are travelling pregnant with something, and we want to make sure that we do the right thing in terms of prayer and wisdom, all those things, to continue that journey. But also, more than that, I wanted to talk about the valley being the Thames Valley. And it was as I prayed, I realised, yes, there are many, many ways we could look at the valley, but actually, right now, we are, that word that came forth, that word that was given us, talked about a broader view of who we are. So I would just encourage you, when you think about our town and our area and our region, that is something that we will be praying about in terms of the vision to come. So I don't really want to expand any more on that because we are still on that journey. But actually, let's think about the valley as in the Thames Valley and what influence we may be having in that in the future. So let's just remember who God is. Let's remember who he is in our valleys, our own personal valleys, whether they be good or bad, or a place of growing. Let's remember God, who he is, in the valleys that are in our church, in our town, and in the lives of our families. And then let's continue to pray, your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven.